As I say, good morning, Gerald. You've taken a few out with the heavy nine.
Yes, morning, Andrew. Yeah, they don't perform on it. So, you know, there's a race next week or the week after for them, so they can sit back and wait, you know.
Just before Ray cuts loose with the run through of today, it's going to be fine and 21 degrees out there, but you wouldn't know it. Could you see much of track work this morning?
Early on, you couldn't, and it looked to be clearing, but the last 3/4 of an hour has come down. You can't even see the filling pole from out here in the middle. So, no, it's pretty come down pretty heavy, yeah.
And Gerald, good morning. Have you had the chance to walk the track yet? What do you think we'll get this afternoon? Could we get an upgrade?
I'd be very doubtful, Ray. I walked it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And with the dews and that we've been having from Wednesday to Friday with no rain, it hadn't improved a lot.
Right. Mm.
And then I walked it last night. And I don't know, about just up the straight about 4 o'clock. And I thought, oh, I'd improved a good little bit today. But then after what we've copped overnight or that, I can't see. It might get back to an 8 later in the day, but. I can't see. Good growth of grass on it. Terrific growth of grass on it. But, and it looks really well. But, the weather, we've had no rain here since Tuesday, I don't think. But,
I know,
we've had no drying weather neither.
That's the key. It is winter, I guess. Well, at least when you do kick off the day, now you have to wait to race 7, Gerald, the Civic Stakes and Deploy. Well, we know he handles the wet tracks. Coming off the Stradbroke run, which I dare say you'd prefer to forget, but his first up run prior to that was super in the Luskin Star at Scone, and he looks to get a soft lead this afternoon, Gerald.
Yeah, he does. You know, I think the failure in the combination of a couple of things in the Stradbroke was perhaps, you know, that firmness of the track, and also when he was hemmed up in amongst horses, and when he wanted to improve, he couldn't, and when he's out of contention, Brenton set up on him. But today, back here, 1350, softish track. It's a worry. 59.5 on a heavy nine is a worry, but he does get through it, and he ought to get in the rhythm and bowl along and be well and really comfortable through the run, and it's just whether he can hang on or not when he's given to the up-and-coming horses a bit of weight.
Fair enough. Gerald, I know a lot is made of the fact he hasn't won for almost 2 years now, but to be fair to the horse, he hasn't had a lot of racing in that period, has he?
No, well, after he ran in the Everest, he went out, and in hindsight, perhaps we should never have went there, but and he, in the summer, the tracks were a little bit too hard for him. Oh, he came back in the autumn and only had the one run, and he jarred up really bad, so he went out again. He had a chip taken out of the front joint, and then late in the summer and all that, I think the tracks might have been too hard for him, and he went out. He come back, and he's been really good, really happy the way he's been going, all this preparation in his trials and here at home and training a little bit different, and he seems really well in himself, and he appears to be going good. But you know, I think he hasn't won for nearly 2 years, but there has been genuine excuses too.
For our viewers, Andrew, you can see the fog now right across Sydney as well, across the Harbour Bridge, etc. It's really settling in at the moment, but that should obviously clear away pretty quickly. Gerald, also in the Civic Stakes, you've got Harper's Choice this day. He has had the one run back. He was well beaten at Randwick first up back in May, but you've trialled him since, and he was pretty sharp that day at Rosehill.
Yeah, he trialled really good at Rosehill, and he used to run, you know, Stradbroke Day at Randwick, but he knocked the front joint on the Thursday, and I couldn't run him. And but he's freshened up good, come back well, and his trial was really, really good. And you know, he gets through the wet and that. He's seems to be relaxing a bit more in his work now, and he's going all right. But 1350's always been too short for him, so. He's got a kick off now. We want to get him back to 1.25 at the end of July. So we've got to start somewhere. And there's only this race and another race in a fortnight suitable to get him back up to the 1.25.
Fair enough. Well, hopefully he's running on nice at the end. Gerald, I know a couple of weeks ago in Albemarle won, it was good to see him back to his best, but you're really happy with the run of Tango Rain. Now, the heavy track today, obviously you've scratched the grey, but Tango Rain, I tell you what, if he can reproduce that run from 2 weeks ago, Gerald, he's a real knockout chance today.
Yeah, he's going to put himself right there. He's funny. His track form's funny. Some days he handles it, other days he doesn't. some days he runs good and other days he doesn't too. But he's last, I suppose, in his last three or four best runs have been at the 1100 here at Rose Hill, and but he's done well. He's trained on good. He's he had a little while between runs. That run might have brought him up the other day, but he ran really well the other day. And I know they went quick, but the first three around the corner ran second, third, and fourth, and Grey Horse was the only one that made ground. So. Yeah, so he's going to put himself on top of the speed and he's going to run well. Yeah.
That's the key, to be up in the contest all the way with his lightweight. And down to the last Destiny's Own, you'd love to own a horse like this, Gerald. He just puts in every time. Doesn't always win, but he's never too far away and he comes out of a strong form race into the last here.
Yeah, he's been really honest. I think he's ran in the first 4.13 out of his 17 starts or something. He's a good, honest little horse and tries hard. Doesn't matter whether it's wet or dry. He was going to have to go from when he ran second at Warwick Farm till today for another race. So instead of trialling him in the meantime, I ran him in that 1300 and he ran really well in it. And he's come off it well and he's trained on good. And, he ran well in what looks to be a fast run race again. He might end up being as far back in his 1500 as what he was in the 1300. But he'll find the line good. He always runs well, he's honest and he tries.
Yeah, back up to probably his right trip. Well, you've got to wait till the last three races, Gerald, but hopefully it's a profitable afternoon with some good chances in those final three events. Thanks for joining us this morning, Gerald.
Okay, no worries, Ray. Thanks, Andrew.